Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 19 of Crowversation. Almost at 20. Guys, I realized the other day, I've almost been doing my podcast for a year now. What? I can't wait to get to a year. I'm going to have to do something big, aren't I? I'm going to have to think of something. Oh my God. It's all right. My brain will come up with something. It comes up with dumb shit all the time. It's fine. It's great. I hope everybody in England is enjoying the weather at the moment. God damn. I am looking out my window as we speak and the sky is beautiful. I love summer. Don't you love summer? Although we are melting a bit at the moment, for those of you not living in England, it is 34 degrees centigrade almost every day. And in England, there's something that we haven't heard of, and that thing is air conditioning. I don't know why. But yeah, we don't have it, and it's really fucking hot. So hot. But it's nice. It's really nice. I ain't complaining, because I'll be complaining the second winter comes around. What? Now, today's episode is a solo episode. Just me. No guest. I haven't done one of these in a while, so I thought I would chuck one in there. Because I like the sound of my own voice. Just kidding. Well, I don't mind it. Doesn't sound too bad. But yeah, I just thought it's good to mix things up. Keep things fresh and all that. Since I last saw you, or last spoke with you all, we had, in London, a protest, I'm sure must have been record number of people. It was the protest against Donald Trump coming to London. Now, I personally am not a fan of Donald Trump. I believe he has disrespected so many people that he doesn't deserve any respect in return. And everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm entitled to mine. You're entitled to yours. If you don't think I'm entitled to an opinion, please kindly go fuck yourself. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. You are entitled to be a supporter of Trump. I'm entitled to be anti-Trump. So that's that. I've scrolled something down on my notepad to remind myself to ask. I want to know who you guys want to hear on my podcast. I've never asked for guest suggestions so far. I've had a list as long as my arm of all these amazing, inspiring women that I wanted to speak to, but I'm steadily getting through that list. Such a fucking great list. And yeah, I want to know who you want to hear. Somebody who I've probably never heard of, or I might have heard of. Somebody who I never even really considered. Somebody that isn't in the public eye at all and just has a fucking amazing, inspiring story to tell. I want to know. So, go on my social medias and leave me a little comment. You can drop me a message, but I get 10 million, million, million dick pics in my inbox every day that I have to just ignore because I don't want to see that shit. So, maybe don't send me a message. Drop me a comment and say, hey, I got an idea. And if you want to know what social medias they are, that is my Instagram and my Twitter. You can find me at KATS. ANDCROWS. I almost got that wrong then. That was embarrassing. Cats and Crows. K-A-S. Oh my God. I'm just going to stop now. Stop now, Rebecca. Whoa. All right. Beautiful humans. This is episode 9. No, it's not episode 9. It's episode 19, Rebecca. Right, that's it, guys. I'm going to go and watch Love Island because I clearly can't function anymore. My brain is absolutely melted. So please enjoy episode 19 of Provisation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Provisation.
Hi, beautiful humans. So, a really, really, really personal episode, this one. But you know what? I'm actually pretty excited about it. I don't think that sounded very convincing, did it? No, genuinely though, I am excited about it. I wrote this letter. And it's been a journey. This episode was inspired by me looking back at all my years as a model. I did a post on Instagram saying that I'm gonna do some little videos, like advice, every single thing I know about modeling, from working out and maintaining my current body shape and networking with photographers, how to spot a dodgy photographer, posing, makeup, hair, your best chance to become an SG, stuff like that. So thank you for all of your questions on that as well. You really, really helped me out. If you haven't seen that post, check out my Instagram and, leave me a question. I want to know what you want to know, then I can make it the best I can do. But anyways, that post and finding all those old photos made it amazing because I got to see how far I'd come in the industry and in life, I guess. I said to someone recently that it's so hard to see how well you're doing when you're in the middle of it. It's true. So I wanted to like show myself and remind myself of all the things and adversity that I'd overcome. Recently, I've been working on myself a lot. I had a bit of a turbulent period, so in my constant quest to improve myself and my mental health, I've started walking a lot. Going outside is always good. And listening to some music. And the music I like is pretty much the same music that I was listening to when I was 14. And maybe a bit older, maybe a bit younger. And old music ties in for me. I think it does for everyone as well. Audio is always such a strong kind of memory tie. It always ties in with old memories. I can remember where in my life I was when I listened to that track and when that track kind of came out or came into my life. There's a lot of trauma. A lot of lessons to be learned. So good things, positives as well as negatives. And on that note regarding trauma, I have to list some trigger warnings for this episode. So if you are in any way sensitive to any of the following, I would advise you to think about yourself before you embark on listening anywhere further than here. If you do so and you encounter yourself not feeling well in any sense, then be kind to yourself. Take yourself away from the situation. You're not insulting me by turning it off. I want you to look after yourself. That is most important. So here are the trigger warnings. Trigger warnings for disassociation, for self-harm, for suicide, for emotional abuse in a relationship, for rape, and for a road traffic accident and the surrounding anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. Some of these trigger warnings are implied. I don't go into great detail into some of the more extreme ones. Just because I didn't want to. And I don't have to. And neither do you. Alright. I'm really, really proud of myself for even writing this letter, you know, guys. It's definitely something I'd recommend you doing if you are anywhere in your life, really, even if you're really happy. It's so great to look back, you know, and remember what makes you you. I think it was mentioned in the episode with Katrina Darling that you are the collective product of all of your experiences in life. And sometimes when you, like we said, when you get to 25, you're like, fuck, is this even me? Am I even real? Did these experiences even happen? Are they really making me who I am? Or if I just forced them into my personality? There's a lot of that. So it's very good to kind of suss stuff out and put stuff down on paper and clear it, make it clearer in your mind. But look after yourself again, okay? Don't force it. Don't force yourself to relive something because it might make it better if it's hurting at the time, because that's not good either. Look after your brains, beautiful humans. I started this podcast to share stories of women that I personally find inspiring. And I take inspiration from myself, from within. And that's really healthy. Because bad shit has happened to me. Oh, yes. Happens to everyone. Everyone's life. I was thinking this earlier. Everyone's life could be made into a movie. I was like, oh my God, my life could be a movie. And I was like, wait. Everyone's life could probably be a movie. They've all had dramatic shit go down. We all know it. And just remember that everyone else around you is possibly, could be, has been going through some shit. Always keep that in your mind, guys. Very important to remember. And that bad shit, you have to take the control back from it. Can't let it run your life. So be inspired by your badass self for surviving that shit. I'm inspired that I survived my shit. And you should be inspired for trying your best after it too. Try your best. It's all anyone can ask. You may have recently gone through some shit. You may currently be going through some shit. But you tuned in to my podcast to support me and to support women. And I find that so inspiring. So thank you so much.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you want to have a chat to me about writing letters or anything, I'm always open to that. leave me a comment on one of my social medias and we'll have a chat, because I just think it's so great and I hope listening to this letter inspires you. And I'm sorry if it upsets you. It may well do. It's not all nice. And this is actually the first time I've read anything out that I've written down. So if my voice sounds different, it might be weird. I don't know. My voice changes. You know my voice. It changes all the time. It does weird accents and stuff. So are we ready? Let's do this. A letter to my younger self. Dear Rebecca, about your childhood. Breaking your little brother's fingers was probably not the smartest idea. He may have got more attention than you, but he will teach you early on to accept difference in other people, even if you don't understand it, even if it might be frustrating. Talking to yourself in the mirror is a sign of what's to come. Sometimes you won't recognize who is staring back. But keep talking until you find something you can hold on to. You will find power in your words. Keep playing. Be a spy. Be a pirate queen. Be the lost girl who lives in the woods. Your imagination will one day dream up ridiculous things like Donald Trump burlesque act. You will promise yourself to never give up believing you were destined for great things. Sure, maybe at the time you thought that was a letter to Hogwarts or that you could speak to animals, but you will realize that great things can be different to magic. You will try your best to change lives. Your life is going to get so much harder, but it's also going to get so much brighter. You were right when you declared to your parents that you couldn't wait to leave school, because even though you work longer days and you don't get summer holidays, you had a choice and you could choose to do something that you loved. Not once will you miss school. On the subject of school, school won't suit you, and that's okay. Use it as a tool to cut your teeth and grow your mind by terrorizing teachers with human-sized papier-mâché red men and riding a skateboard down every single hill or setting your science lab sink on fire. Yeah. Your science teacher won't like you much. You will start dyeing your hair and drawing all over your arms. This might be quite a clear indication of how you'll look in later life. But first, life gets tough. Your brain makes all these weird chemicals. And the drawing turns to cutting. Your life will hang in the balance more than once. This is where you begin to go into yourself. This will take years to unfuck. All the other girls, they can talk about their feelings. They can cry in front of each other. But you can't. The blood pounds in your ears every time you try, and all that comes out is, "I'm fine. It's okay." It's in this place that you will learn to watch and you will learn to listen. There will be a man, your first boyfriend. This man will take away all of your control. He will take from you whilst feeding you wine and Guinness. I don't like Guinness anymore. You will learn how to delete texts from your phone while it's still in your pocket. But you will escape. And the others won't be anywhere near as this bad. You learned this lesson early on and survived. And damn girl, you will buy that fucking cute as hell miniskirt and you will wear it. And you'll look fucking cute. When you're older, much older, you will learn that almost every woman has their own version of this story. And together, you're strong. You'll grow up. You'll become a teenager. You'll have many jobs in your teens. And for fuck's sake, stop falling in love with your boss. Ugh. You will move to London. It will be the best fucking thing you've ever done. I would say maybe try and take it easy on the booze, but then you wouldn't have met all of those important people. Network your ass off. To the girl whose boyfriend you stole, I'm so fucking sorry. I was a piece of shit for doing that. And so was he, because he did the same thing to me. Then you will go on a tour. 90 days. 3 months. It's fucking long. Every state, almost every state in the USA. You will learn what tired fucking feels like. You will learn to be able to battle through it whenever you need to now. You will learn how to function even when there's everything going against the plan. Most importantly, you will learn to hold a crowd, to speak in front of people, and to be heard. This may be the greatest lesson you've ever, ever learned. Those friends who you left behind, fuck them. If they can't be happy for your success, others will. If they don't bother to come and visit even once, then you don't need to give them the same courtesy. Fuck those guys. You will learn this even more when that fucking bloody bus tries to kill you. And the lorry. Ugh. Your face will be totally fucked. Don't panic. Scars are cool, right? Your back will also be fucked. As for your mind, this will be the beginning of a very dark place. If you can, please seek help. I never did, and I regret it to this day. I've only just, at 26, just come to terms with the anxiety. You will eventually. You'll learn that not everything in the world wants to kill you. You'll learn that you don't have to play out every possible, gruesome, awful, horrific, upsetting outcome in your head every single time that you spot danger. You don't have to relive that night, frame by frame. Remember the feeling of the shards of glass in between your teeth, the sound of the screams, the sound of the metal on metal, This will change your fucking life. It will take you years to recover. But I promise that you can. You will become so fucking tough, girl. London is a vicious, crazy, crazy place. So hold on tight. And then hold on some more. And eventually, you will start a family. No, you won't push a baby out of your vagina or adopt a little one. No children involved here. You will begin to draw women together. Women who may be a bit lost, like you were. You will connect them to each other so they can love each other. The women will meet each other at your house, at the club nights, in the comment section of your posts on Instagram. Connections and friendships that will boost careers and trust. Trust. Trust that there are other women who want what we want. A world where women raise up other women. The voice you have learned to use will be your greatest asset. You have found power in your words. Love, Rebecca.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.